We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
That's a big difference, too. The Bills don't have to pick their poison, so to speak, as much.
Sal Capaccio of WGR in Buffalo, our sister station. And I just got to know, like, what's the feel in Buffalo this week? Is it cautious optimism? Is it just happy to be here? Is it expectation to come to Kansas City and win? What are the fans feeling this week?
I'd say cautious optimism is the right way to define it. You know, for the first two games, it was kind of a nervous optimism because they were the favorite. And, you know, you don't want to get upset. You got to a point two out of the last 3 years where you went to the playoffs and lost. And this team has made it a point to say, like, our goal was to advance in the playoffs. Our goal was to win the division, get a home game, advance in the playoffs. They get that chance against the Colts. It's a close game. They win. Okay, now we get to the divisional round. But you're favored again. They were expecting to win. Facing a tough team. Got past that one. Now it's like, okay, you know what? It's not like kind of everything is gravy, everything is house money, because I think there's an expectation from a lot of people of, hey, they can play with this team. They can beat this team. It was a one score game late in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs aren't running away from teams lately. We all know that Josh Allen, you know, can hang with the best now. You know, he's an MVP candidate. But certainly I think fans recognize the Bills are not the better team, so to speak, in this game. And if things were to stop in Kansas City this weekend, Bills fans, I think, would feel very good about this being a successful year at the start of something. Whereas if they had lost one of the first two games, I still think there'd be a lot of people saying it was a disappointing season.
What is Stephon Diggs brought out of Josh Allen and vice versa?
Stephon Diggs made the whole offense better because he basically allowed everyone to move into their better spots, if you will. You know, last year, guys, John Brown had a nice year, but he's not a true number one wide receiver. You know, he had to go in certain plays and times. Teams were either double covering him. You know, if it's just one-on-one with their best cornerback and Josh had to, you know, go to him on a big play, teams knew. But by getting Stephon Diggs, A, you have a legitimate, great number one wide receiver. The guy had the 6 most catches in NFL history this season. But you also move John Brown to the number 2. So if a team says, hey, we're gonna focus on Stephon Diggs, well, suddenly John Brown now becomes a problem, either against your second best corner or, you know, one-on-one coverage some other way. And then, of course, you have Cole Beasley underneath. And don't underestimate what Gabriel Davis has done either. He's done a great job here, a rookie out of Central Florida that gives them a lot of depth at wide receiver. And then for Josh Allen, you know, we all know Josh, through all the memes and people making fun of him as his accuracy coming out, he's obviously a lot more accurate than that. But he does give you a little more margin for error when you have a guy like Stephon Diggs. If Stephon Diggs makes catches a lot of other receivers can't make. So if Josh is a little bit off, he could still complete the pass, and he goes from being a 65 to 70% guy just because of that.
Sal, I think, you know, we're assuming Patrick's going to play. Everybody Yes. here is pretty convinced Patrick Mahomes is going to play. What's the feel for Buffalo? Are they just preparing business as usual with Patrick Mahomes?
I think so, yeah. I think that they're going to prepare for Patrick Mahomes. They're going to expect Patrick Mahomes to play. But, you know, this coaching staff, as much as the Bills as an organization hasn't been there in a while, this front office and coaching staff, they have experience in these spots. This is Brian Daboll's 9th conference championship game. You guys know about Brian when he's there. That's crazy, right? It's incredible. Sean McDermott's been to several. He was with Philadelphia under Andy Reid. He was in Carolina, went to a Super Bowl there. Leslie Frazier, he won a Super Bowl as a Chicago Bears player. You know, he's been a coach a long time. They will prepare. They'll be buttoned up. They'll have something ready in case Chad Henne plays. But I think, to me, judging by what we've all heard and seen and just listening to everything coming out, they're going to prepare mostly like Patrick Mahomes is there, but they're going to be ready just in case that's not the case.
You mentioned buttoned up, and I know a stat we were kind of wowing at was their lack of penalties, especially down the stretch. And it just really seems like that they've been dialed in and in tune and obviously well-coached in that regard.
Bills are a very well-coached team, but sometimes – even being well coached, you know, those things come out, and they did earlier this year. There were times where they were getting 6, 7, even 9, 10 penalties a game. You know, and there were questions about that. What's going on? And you never know how some, you know, referees are going to call things. Certain penalties are penalties. They aren't penalties, but they've been very, very good in the penalty department as of late. Over the last 4 games, guys, 2 regular season, 2 playoffs, a total of 10 penalties and 61 yards against the Buffalo Bills. They're doing a great job. I don't think they've had a holding penalty in quite a while, actually. So they're really doing a really nice job of staying disciplined. And that is a sign of a well-coached team. You know, I think that the Bills, if they're going to get to the Super Bowl, to me, they're going to have to beat three of the best coached teams in the AFC. I think Frank Reich's done an amazing job in Indianapolis. I was super impressed with how well-coached they were, and they were buttoned up, and they had a great game plan on both sides of the ball. We know John Harbaugh is an excellent coach and what he has his team do, and that's been proven out. And I think Andy Reid is, of course, one of the best in the business, if not the best, right now to be coaching.
Sal Capaccio, WGR Radio in Buffalo with us here on 610 Sports Radio. And when you look at this Chiefs team, to me, and I said it, you know, the other day on the air, it's not as much preparing for the quarterback, it's preparing for Andy Reid too. How much does the defensive staff have to prepare for Andy Reid and what he does as a play caller?
Oh, I mean, he just puts you in such a bind. I think there's no greater example than that fourth down play at the end of the game, you know, on Sunday in Kansas City. And Sean was asked about that, McDermott, on our weekly Zoom call with him this week. And he said, Sean said, that's what I grew up around. I know Andy, and I know that, you know, he's going to be aggressive and he's going to do those things. So I will tell you that I believe that the Browns weren't ready for that play. I believe Kevin Stefanski, you know, that was not his best day as a coach. I think he did a great job this year. Wasn't his best day as a coach. I don't think the Bills will be in that situation, but certainly I've seen enough here. I go back to, I remember one play here in Buffalo. There was a big fourth down. The Bills were winning. The Chiefs are driving. The Bills stop them. They win the game. All of a sudden, Andy pulls out some flip pass to Jamal Charles and he goes for a touchdown, right? I mean, like those are the kinds of things he does. Like, he's aggressive. He'll get after it. And you always have to be ready for an Andy Reid coach team. There's no doubt about it.
Sal Capaccio is on the sidelines as well for the Bills broadcast. And Sal, if the Bills are to win this game, they will have done what?
I would say, obviously, contain, if you will, Patrick Mahomes. But it goes beyond that to me. I think what they really have to do is make a couple really big plays on defense. Something like the Taron Johnson play we saw. You know, it doesn't have to be a 101-yard interception return. It doesn't even have to be a touchdown. I think it's got to be a game-changing type play on defense. I think the Bills need to steal an extra possession or steal an extra score on defense in this game. If they just allow the Chiefs to do what they did to the Browns, even though they didn't finish their drives, it just, every time they touched the ball, it seemed like they could move at will, and the Browns really never stopped them. So I think the Bills have to come up with a big stop. The Chiefs are going to get their yards. They're going to get some points. The Bills held them to 26 here and held them to 26, you know, and that was at the time a low score for them. But I think it goes beyond that. You're going to have to get an extra score, maybe come from somewhere, because the Bills can score on offense, as we know, but can they get enough to match the Chiefs offense?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because four touchdowns in the last 6 weeks on defense for Buffalo, yes, who hadn't scored a defensive touchdown since December of 2017. So they can clearly score on defense. And it seems like when that happens, those start to come in bunches, don't they?
100%. That's exactly what Sean McDermott said in his Zoom call. He said he learned that from the late, great Jim Johnson when he coached under him in Philadelphia. He said he taught me that these things come in bunches. And it became a thing here in Buffalo, at least with me and a few other people in the media, that the Bills had not scored a defensive touchdown. They had the longest drought in the league, believe it or not. December of 2017, Jordan Poyer intercepts Tom Brady. New England goes for pick six. They go all of 2018, all of 2019, and most of 2020 without a defensive score. Suddenly, Johnson on Sunday night against Ben Roethlisberger. Jerry Hughes the following week in Denver on a fumble return. Johnson again. They had another one. Josh Norman in the regular season finale against Miami. And then you saw Taron Johnson. So, yeah. And I do think it's a product of them being a little bit more aggressive on defense. They're starting to bring pressure from different spots. I think they're forcing quarterbacks into a couple throws, maybe here or there, that they just wouldn't make. And then, you know, they're taking chances. If they get their hands on the ball, they want to go after it and score.
Sal, we appreciate the time, my man. Thanks so much. And we'll look forward to seeing this game on Sunday.
You too, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate it as well.
Sal Capaccio, WGR Radio in Buffalo, and the Bills sideline reporter joining us for a little lay of the land in Buffalo. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty, a radio.com sports station. It is funny how the defensive touchdowns kind of come in spurts at times. Like,
oh,
they hadn't had one forever,
right?
And now they're just like, uh-oh, watch out. They almost can count on a defensive score right about now.
Yeah, so they're going crazy with defensive scores. They hadn't had one since December, like we said, of 2017. Then all of a sudden they have four in their last six games, and everybody's going, where are all these defensive scores coming from? But those are the type of things you need. Those are the type of moments you have to have. Those are the type of plays that are going to give you the opportunity and to put you in position to have a chance to beat the Chiefs. If you don't get scores like that, if you don't get the opportunity to kind of flip the script and do something different, you're not going to have a chance to beat this football team. And I think everybody in Buffalo understands that going in. What are we going to do
special? What are we going to do different? How are we going to get an advantage in this game? Because if they just go out there and play football and they don't have a turnover, they don't have a defensive score, they don't have a special team score, they're not going to win the football game. And I think everybody's pretty comfortable in saying that. They're not going to outscore the Chiefs with Josh Allen and the Bills offense.
Andy Reid with a little bit of an update on Patrick Mahomes. He joined the Brian Mitchell show in D.C. yesterday. His former player, Brian Mitchell, and discussed how the quarterback is doing.
He's in the protocol, the concussion protocol. So he's doing as good as you can do being in the concussion protocol. So we'll just see how he does here in the next few days. And most important that he's physically okay in the long haul here. I mean, that's the most important thing, you know that. So whatever needs to be done there, we've got good quarterbacks here. If he can't go, then these other guys can jump in and do a nice job for us.
I just love it. Andy Reid's motto. Not that, you know, Patrick's not important at all, but hey, we're fine.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
He's got to give everybody the confidence that they can do it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine. We'll just get one of those other quarterbacks in there. It'll be all right.
But I mean, but that's your job as the coach, though, yeah, Josh. I mean, if Andy Reid's going, "Oh my God, we're screwed," that trickles down and has an effect on everybody.
I'll tell you, Brian, I've seen the line in this game. Boy, if it swings, doesn't it? If Patrick Mahomes doesn't play, good grief.
I mean, we don't have a chance if Patrick Mahomes doesn't play.
Again, they're fully confident he's going to be able to.
Yep.
But he still has to go through all the steps, which have been highlighted ad nauseum by all the national shows.
Correct. Yeah, I don't need. I'm kind of concussioned out on this one, to be honest with you. He's playing on Sunday, and it's kind of time to move on and prepare like Patrick Mahomes is going to play. If you want to take advantage of some great deals, go check out my friends at Bob Allen Ford right now over at 93rd and Metcalf. That's where we were during the holiday break, getting some work done on our cars, the oil changes, the tire rotate, the maintenance that needs to be done as we head into winter. They can take care of everything at Bob Allen Ford. No matter what make or model you drive, the service at Bob Allen Ford is top notch. And you don't even need an appointment. Just go in with their quick lane service, get the oil change, and you're on your way. And if you have to have more work done, you know what? Use one of their loaner vehicles as well. They're making it as easy as possible for you to service your car and get everything that you need for your car. That's where me and my wife have gone for years now, over to Bob Allen Ford at 93rd and Metcalf. In fact, that's where we went to put down our deposit on the new Ford Bronco. And soon we're going to be able to pick out exactly what we want for our new car. And if you want to treat yourself to a new car from Bob Allen Ford, now is the perfect time to make that change. Take up the $10,000 off low mileage courtesy vehicles like F-150s, EcoSports, and Fusions. So make a resolution to go see Bob Allen Ford at 93rd and Metcalf or at BobAllenFord.com. And like they say, all Fords are created equal. It's the dealer that makes a difference at Bob Allen Ford.
First injury report of the week comes out today, so we'll get more on the quarterback, as well as Bashaud Breeland, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Sammy Watkins. Hear from Andy Reid today, followed by Chiefs players. Ooh. Usually it is quarterback day, but we'll see if they don't delay that a bit. But that's scheduled to be a 1:15 today, and you'll hear it live right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Wait, I know we had the conversation about the Bills fans going out and contributing to a charity Lamar Jackson had donated to right after Lamar's injury. So I know that they were good people. I had no idea, though, because I don't know if you've seen this. Like, the concern that Bills fans have for the health of Patrick Mahomes right now is just next level.
Oh,
I didn't realize that in Buffalo, New York, they had such a concern for the health of the opposing team's quarterback. But I love that they're looking out for his best interest right now and saying that he absolutely in no way should play this game.
They're really good about that. Yeah, I give them a lot of credit for caring about the health of Patrick Mahomes and for Brett Favre.
I mean, it says a lot, too. Yeah. I mean, in sports, when we typically have so much hate, for them to go out of their way to only want the best for Patrick Mahomes and not have him be in the game this Sunday,
right,
that really says something about the people.
It's not about football. It's about humans.
That's right. Yeah.
The Favre one was funny because he at least did have the caveat. Well, I played 337 straight games, but so it's bad coming from me. But right. You should really, really step back and pause on this. It was just kind of funny that, like, consider the source of that one was just hilarious to me.
I talked to a former NFL player yesterday. I said, "Do you ever have a concussion?" He goes, "Not that I knew of until the end of the game, and I saw the paperwork and said I did, but I didn't know during the game." And so it was like
those are the ones you have to worry about.
Those are but that's the olden days. I mean, that's pre-2017 when they had the independent auditor from Deloitte and Touche on the sidelines telling you whether or not you could go into the game. And so things have changed since then. And as Andy said yesterday, back in the day, Patrick Mahomes probably comes back into that football game. But no, you're right. It's good. Buffalo fans looking out for Patrick Mahomes' health. I like that a lot, man.
FS1's Colin Cowherd, you can hear on our sister station 1660 The Score. He has a suggestion that if Patrick's not ready, we don't play.
We want Mahomes against Josh Allen, right? Like, that's reasonable. And I'm sitting here this morning thinking, if I'm the NFL, Patrick Mahomes is going through protocol. I find the day Patrick Mahomes can play, that's when we play. Why not?
I don't disagree with any of that.
I love what? It. So if Patrick can't be cleared until, say, Tuesday,
right,
they just play the game on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, we've made switches all over the place for games this year,
time,
right?
Okay. You can just do whatever you want now.
Let's do a thought exercise. Switch the name of the quarterback.
Could you imagine the outrage? They didn't stop games for COVID for the most part, right? No. Patriots came here without a quarterback. Denver played a wide receiver at quarterback. Get to the AFC Championship game. Whoa.
Well,
let's just play this game on like Tuesday or Wednesday to make sure that Mahomes is all right. Could you imagine? I'm all for it, mm-hmm. but could you imagine the outrage? Like, oh, you're stopping it for him. You're stopping it for the Chiefs, but boy, you wouldn't stop it for anybody else.
Well, I mean, it's not the regular season. It is your marquee weekend. It is to determine who goes to the Super Bowl.
The freak out would be fantastic.
Don't you want everybody healthy for these games?
Yes.
Don't you want the best players playing in these games? Don't you want the best show you can possibly have? Well, if you have to push it back 48 hours and get the best that's out there, so push it back 48 hours. I don't think it's that big a deal.
What's the window for this, though? Like, I mean,
you got the week off next week.
It's not wild like, ass hypothetical we're in. Like, are you going to give him 7 days to get better now?
Yeah, I mean, I think you give it. Put the game on Tuesday if he can't go, which he will. But obviously, it's all tongue
in cheek. Both AFC teams have decided they will do without the bye week. They're willing to play next Sunday.
They're willing to play next Sunday in order to have Patrick Mahomes play in the game, have a standalone AFC championship game the following week, right?
So.
No, and that's not relevant to anything, beating the best and all that kind of stuff. If you're the NFL, you want Patrick Mahomes playing in this football game. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't play in this football game, it doesn't carry the same weight as it would, obviously, if Patrick Mahomes is playing in this football game. And it has the opportunity, to maybe create a Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes postseason rivalry like we thought it would with Lamar. You want to see these things. You want to see the best of the best play in championship game weekend. And if people want to go outrage on Twitter, how's that going to stop them from any other day of the week? People are outraged on Twitter over anything these days.
I'm just not willing to jump in this pool of like everybody in the NFL now believing and hating you. Like I told you guys a long time ago, it's going to get to that point because of success, right? Like we all, eventually get sports jealous and start hating teams because they're successful or athletes because they're successful. Like I don't need that level of hatred, Bob. I mean, come on, you saw the pictures going
really
around.
Care.
You saw the pictures going around of Tom Brady high-fiving the ref, right?
Yeah, like, it was great.
I mean, how long have we always heard the refs are on the Pats side and they're out here making calls for them? I don't need that. I don't need
that.
But
he plays for the Buccaneers,
this.
So it doesn't matter anymore. It's not the Pats. It's Tampa now. So
regardless, now he's in Tampa and he's still high-fiving refs.
So what? Who cares? Like, what? People create like fake outrage for no reason. Like, people get worked up and bothered by the most non-essential things in the world. Does it really matter to you, Mr. Person living in Texas, if they delay the AFC Championship game in order to get Patrick Mahomes in the game in order to have him play? How does that affect your life at all? Why do you go to social media and feign outrage over stuff like that?
I think it would be fantastic.
I think it would be great. Want to see the guy play?
Well, I think the outrage would be fantastic.
Oh, the outrage would be great, but why
really
are you
care
getting
if
outraged by that?
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Because it's clear preferential treatment.
There's nobody else playing right now. It's not like they're making all the other teams play. There's two games left.
But the only reason you're doing it isn't because of a competitive advantage. It's because you want to get that person into a game so you can have higher numbers.
Absolutely.
That's preferential treatment.
Over who? Over the teams that are in
actually
Cabo right now?
Out front admission.
Over the other 31 teams, they've never done that.
They delayed games this year for the virus.
It would be refreshing to actually have them acknowledge we are greedy SOBs and this is why.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, look, we've had a tough year just like everybody else. We're not about to play this game without Patrick Mahomes, so we're playing on Tuesday.
It'd be just nonsense. Just nonsense, but fantastic nonsense. The rematch is likely to have a completely different look. We'll explain next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.